Indiana legislators are considering a number of education reform bills that would dramatically change the practice of Hoosier education. Their measures, Governor Mitch Daniels says, puts the students first, but that educators worry would dismantle public schools. And some teachers report that as they work to make their concerns heard, the governor's efforts to quiet them are becoming more and more aggressive. WFIU's Regan McCarthy has more.
Among the pieces of legislation lawmakers are considering are bills that would significantly reduce educators' right to collective bargaining, could reallocate public school funds to charter schools, or would give scholarship incentives to students who opt to graduate from high school a year early. It's legislation that Governor Mitch Daniels says would create more accountability and reward the best teachers by paying them more, but that members of the Indiana State Teachers Association say could negatively influence students' educations.
Getting new educators in will be more and more difficult. I think that there will be a real shortage of teachers. And we talk about things that directly affect us, which in turn directly affect the students. We're talking about classroom conditions, too hot, too cold.
That's Rochester High School teacher Alex Lute. Lute says teachers are working to discuss these issues with their legislators, but are struggling to engage them in dialogue. That's why Lute says he and thousands of teachers attended a rally at the State House earlier this month. But Governor Mitch Daniels says he thinks their antics backfired.
A number of the new legislators were very taken aback by shouting, cursing, trash left in the hall.
But teachers say they were pushed to raise their voices only when the governor raised his. Betty Martens, a middle school teacher in the Rochester schools, says she was surprised when the governor left a radio interview to cross the street to address her where she stood with a group of teachers in a silent picket with a sign saying, "Mitch, why do you hate teachers?"
He was especially disturbed, apparently, by my sign. He approached me directly, pointed his finger at my sign, and said, "That is insulting. Insulting. I have done nothing but praise teachers in every speech I have ever given." I could tell he was angry, and I felt at the time I was surprised that he had that tone because of his public official status.
The governor doesn't remember the incident in quite the same way.
One of them was holding a sign. I honestly think it was a woman, not a guy, that said something about, "I hate teachers." Well, that's a pretty false and insulting thing to say. And I said, I asked her, "Why would you make such a sign? There's not a thing on the record that suggests anything like that." But, you know, it was about as civil a conversation as you can have.
Alex Lute was there, too.
I was mortified to be standing there next to him. I couldn't believe, number one, a grown man. Number two, the governor of the state of Indiana would speak to a teacher, a professional, in that tone.
Lute says the governor took issue with his sign, too.
I was amazed when he walked up and physically put his hands on me. I thought that was unprofessional and uncalled for. I did not move towards him. I made no aggressive gestures towards him. In fact, I was holding a sign with both hands. And when he put his hands on my chest, I was dumbfounded. He put his hands open and kind of to make a point, and I don't want to say thump, that's too hard of a word. When he did that, it literally took the words out of my mouth, and I had no response because I couldn't believe that, number one, he got that close, number two, that he would make physical contact.
The governor's response?
Well, maybe he's not telling you the truth.
Daniels also denies accounts of an incident at the State House on January 25th between him and teachers from northern Indiana. Rusherville teacher Jet Sodheimer, who says she voted for Daniels, says she was standing shoulder to shoulder with the governor that day when, according to Sodheimer, a student from Taylor High School approached the governor to talk about the legislation that would award scholarships to students graduating high school early.
He had a newspaper and he rolled it up and he pointed it at her nose. Kind of came right at her and he said, "Don't you want to help the poor students? You know, you're taking away from the poor students."
Kokomo High School teacher Karen Faust says she was standing a little farther back but can corroborate Sodheimer's story, as can Jill Newby, another teacher who says she witnessed the events at the State House that day.
Absolutely, Jet's account was accurate.
The governor says he believes other witnesses would have different accounts of his recent interactions with teachers. Even if his response was less than calm, Daniels says he's allowed to stand firm on his position.
I don't feel that it's out of line in an exchange like that to argue back.
More than 30 education-related bills are waiting for legislative action. For WFIU News, I'm Regan McCarthy.